بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A king had heard about the process of alchemy, where metal is transformed into gold. So he wanted to learn this, and he investigated from his attendants that the easy person that knows the science, and he must be brought up. So he was brought up to the king, covered in rags, dusty clothes, no fine clothes, and not a fine dwelling. So the king that asked him, "I want to learn alchemy from you." So he answered, "A person like me, you're seeing my clothing, you're seeing the dwelling that I'm living in, how could I ever know about alchemy? Had I known about alchemy, then you think I would have been wearing this type of clothing and this type of dwelling?" Anyway, that king tried hard, but this person was reluctant. Nothing worked for him. Eventually, he was released. So he reprimanded his attendant, this person here, and this person denies. He refuses that he knows anything to do with alchemy, transformation of metal into gold. So the attendant explained to him that, you see, this art is such, you'll have to plead to the person who knows about it. You have to beg him, you have to plead to him, you have to humble yourself to him, you have to just lower yourself and cry before him. And at length, when his heart melts and his heart softens, then he will give up, he will tell you. So the king understood what this person was getting at. He left the kingdom to be managed by someone else, and he wore some type of old clothing where nobody could identify and recognize him. And he proceeded to this person. Tattered and torn clothes, worn out clothes, dusty hair, disheveled beard. "By what have you come for?" I said, "No, I just have a liking for you. But I'm a poor man, I can't pay you, I can't reward you for any service. No, I just have a liking for you. I just want to be in your khidmat, I want to be in your service. But I'm telling you, I can't pay you, I can't remunerate you for any service. I can't do anything for you." So, no, whatever it is, you don't have to pay me. But I just want to be with you. It's just your love that has gripped my heart. So just accept me for your service." He pleaded and he pleaded and he pleaded. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to plead. Any person's heart can be melted. If a person's heart can be melted, and we go on pleading to Allah Ta'ala, begging to Allah Ta'ala, you think Allah Ta'ala is going to reject our du'as. No. But is there the pleading found? We'll cry for one moment and then everything is forgotten. The moment one tear drops, we feel like, you know, we're boring a hole to get some water, we're short water now, everything is over. But you keep on crying. One saintly person passed a rock. He saw it weeping. So he asked him, "Bhai, why are you weeping?" So now I heard, "Waqooduha an-nasu wal hijara," that the fuel of Jahannam is men and stone. So from the time that I heard this, I got gripped with fear. I got caught up with fear. I'm afraid that I'll be thrown into Jahannam. So the saintly person made dua continuously until Allah Ta'ala had announced, Okay, now you've been freed from the fire of Jahannam, you've been emancipated. So anyway, after some time, he had happened to pass by the same way and he saw the rock crying again. But you're emancipated, you're freed from Jahannam, so what makes you to cry? He says, crying is only not out of fear. Sometimes crying is out of love and appreciation as well. As Aisha says that, I was very small when Rasulullah had migrated with my father to Medina Munawwara. So Rasulullah wanted to speak to Abu Bakr, my father, in secret. So Abu Bakr says, you don't have to worry, it's just my daughters. So you don't have to worry. Inshallah, whatever is being discussed, it's all in confidence. So Rasulullah thereafter explained that I have been granted the permission to migrate. So Abu Bakr asked, As-suhba ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, allow me to accompany you. And Rasulullah allowed him. With that extreme happiness, Abu Bakr began to cry, radiallahu anhu. So I understood that crying is not only on account of fear, but crying can also be out of extreme love, extreme happiness. So this Buzurg asked the stone, why are you crying now? The stone replied, that now out of love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala blessed me. It was because of these tears that Allah Ta'ala blessed me. So when Allah Pak blessed me, He blessed me out of these tears. This was the thing that took me. So but I forget these tears now. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, when he had progressed and he had reached the heights of virtue, the whole world came to know about his piety and his excellence. So they saw him still moving a tasbih. You know, we keep a rotary tasbih. So they asked him, "Bhai, now you have gone so high and so high, there's hardly anybody like you in the entire world. And then too you move a tasbih." So he says, "It was on account of this tasbih that I've reached whatever I have reached. Now that I've reached this position, must I forget my old companion?" So this means, the means that took us up. We can't forget the means. Today in my namaz I was thinking that in the tashahud we make two duas, right? And after the tashahud we make another dua, right? First we make dua for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, right? Don't we do that in namaz? Yesterday morning I was reading that in his khutbah, not yesterday, on Friday. Okay, without saying that, the namaz is incomplete. The durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the tashahud, your namaz is incomplete. Right? So, what is the reason that Allah Ta'ala made part of our namaz? The reason that came to my mind was that the people that Allah Ta'ala had appointed, you recognize them. The Rasul has been appointed by who? Is divinely appointed. So that's a recognition of a divine appointment. Who we have appointed, you recognize him. Don't you see, when you go to court, right, and you're standing before the magistrate or the judge, right, so you stand up and you say some funny words, Your worship and majesty, whatever you say. And if you don't do that, then you can be charged for contempt of court. Why? Because the state has conferred to him this position. When the state has conferred this position to him, so I want you also to recognize him. So Allah Ta'ala has appointed him. When Allah Ta'ala has appointed him, he is divinely appointed. So the whole world must recognize the appointment of Allah Ta'ala. That is why it becomes a part of our namaz. And that is why Allah Pak says about the various ummahs, when they rejected and did not recognize the Nabi, Allah says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوتٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. That the people of Thamud, they had rejected the Rasuls. The people of Lut had rejected the Rasuls. Whereas when we analyze it, then we see that it was just one Nabi that had come to them. Then why did Allah Ta'ala say that they rejected all the Rasuls, the whole galaxy of Rasuls they have rejected? The reason is that the message of all the Anbiya was one and the same. Right? When the message of the Anbiya is one and the same, if you reject one, it would amount to rejecting all. So you can't afford to reject a single Rasul. After all, what was the reason for the Christians to go off track? Why they became kafirs? One of the main reasons is they failed to recognize Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And why did the Yahud become kafir? Why they are dispatched to Jahannam? For the same reason that they failed to recognize Isa Alayhi Salaam. They failed to recognize Isa Alayhi Salaam, and the Christians failed to recognize Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, when you fail to recognize one person that is divinely appointed, then you're out of Islam. Imam Mullah Jami, it was, rahmatullahi alayh, he was traveling and he had come to a masjid. So, in the old days, they went the type of hotels and all that we have nowadays. So, he's traveling now, he needs to rest. So he found a masjid and he rested there for some time. In his dream, he sees Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because he is a student of deen, so people that are outstanding in knowledge, so he's asking about them, he's inquiring about them. So he asked about Allama Ibn Sina. In English, they call him Avicenna, right? Founder of medicine, right? He asked about him, Ya Rasulullah, what is the plight of Avicenna? So, Rasulullah explained, he tried to come to Allah Ta'ala bypassing me. He didn't want to come through me. He felt that going through the Nabi is for the ignorant, people that are not as intelligent as me. So we can reach Allah Ta'ala and bypass Rasulullah Paksam and reach Allah Ta'ala. So فَقَذَفْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ, I threw him in Jahannam. You see, this divine appointment, to what extent we have to recognize it, we have to respect it. That is the one dua that we make in namaz, right? The second dua that we make in namaz, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. So, it is for us and for all the righteous. And why is this dua then? One is to recognize, to identify the one that was divinely appointed, right? Then for the righteous, in other words, you're making dua here that all those people that were the means for your guidance, all the people that were the means of your guidance, from Rasulullah Paksam till yourself. There were a lot of people, your father, your parents, your grandparents, pious people, Tabligh Jamaat, Ulama, Busugan Adin. They were all the means of your guidance, right? For you to take every person's name, now, my father, my grandfather, great-grandfather, and this person and that person, it may be a very lengthy procedure, right? So Allah Ta'ala summed it up in one word, all the righteous people that were instrumental in my hidayat, in my guidance, Whichever way they were instrumental in passing the truth, Allah Ta'ala bless them all. Right. So that's the second dua. Then the last dua that you make, that you read Durood Sharif, Durood Ibrahim, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Right? Till the end. Kama sallayta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa ala Ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. So then what is the reason for this dua? The reason for this dua is, Al can have several meanings. Al can have the meaning of family, right? Al can also mean following. What is the dalil for that? catching people off guard. Eh? The dalil for that is, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَ أَدْخِلُوا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Who's Ali? Who's Ali? Which Ali is referred to? See? All the following, all the following of Fir'aun. You won't say the family of Fir'aun, all the following of Fir'aun. So, all the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are so great that when you made a general dua, now you make a specific dua for all the following of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be it the Sahaba, be it the Tabi'een, be it the Tabi' Tabi'een, whoever, according to the ranks, make dua for all of them. So you see the following of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so great. According to Imam Shafi rahmatullah, if you don't read the durood, then your namaz is not valid. Even the durood after tahiyyat. And by us, namaz will be valid, but you will not get the right sawab that you're supposed to be getting if it is void of the durood sharif. So you see recognition, identifying the means of your hidayat, people that were instrumental in your getting guidance. So no person is insignificant. Sometimes I explain the students, you know, when you come to the higher kitabs, you're doing the final year kitabs, then you forget those primary level ustads, that apa, that munshi sahab that taught you alif ba, right, and brought you up the stairs. You forgot about them. Then you only think about the person that came at the end, and all these people are forgotten. Whereas, like they are important, then these people are very important as well. They were the means, they brought you up in this. So to remember them in your dua, to respect them in whichever way you can, show respect to them, not to be inconsiderate and disregard them. This disregarding Allah doesn't like. So you want to be blessed, then regard, have regards. That small person or that big person, that person that has done a small favor and that person has done a great favor, whatever it is. But the fact that he has favored you in some way or the other requires that you recognize him, you respect him, you reward him. In some way you reward him. You see how much of recognition Islam gives for people that have done a small favor to you, acknowledgement, recognition. So we were talking about this alchemy story, right? And he branched off. And I spoke about Mullah Jami, rahmatullahi alayhi. Then this Mullah Jami, he asked, and what about Allama Razi, who they call nowadays in English, raises, right? So Nabi Sam explained, huwa tahtal itab. Okay, this person, he is being scrutinized, he is being reprimanded. Because he went too much into science and philosophy and all that. When a person goes too deep in all the science and philosophy, then the end result is that he mixes up his faith. Now, he'll hear of some theory, Darwin theory, that theory, other whatever things. And he doesn't have such a firm, strong, rooted iman. As a result, he's shaken up. You know, is this now, what is this all about? One, we hear about Adam alayhi salam and this thing, where did this thing come from? How does it fit? So his iman gets shaken up. That is why our ulama say that only those people are permitted to read these things who are very, very sound in their faith. Their faith will not be shaken to the least bit. But your faith is not strong and you're reading other type of books, other type of literature, something on Christianity, something on Satanism, something on atheism, right? So the little weak faith that you've got, that's also going to be shaken to the roots. So if your iman is strong, very, very, very sound, then you take that on, it's all right. It's like you've casted a slab, right? When you cast a slab, then you take on that type of weight that slab can take. If you can take 1 ton, you only push 1 ton. But if you place 10 tons, then the whole thing will come down. Because that thing doesn't have the strength for that. So your mind doesn't have the strength for that. When it doesn't have the strength for that, then all your iman and all your yaqeen will just collapse. So first you strengthen the whole foundation. Your iman has come to that level, and then you read this type of literature, it doesn't shake your faith. But now otherwise you're experimenting, and the guess is that you may just get washed away. When you experiment, you'll just get washed away, you'll get driven away. So, huwa rajulun tahta al-itab. Then this Mullah Jami asked, what about Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, whose article has been recited today? So Rasulullah SAW explained, huwa rajulun faza bil maqsood. He won, because he was in philosophy and all that initially. Then he divorced all that, he abandoned all that. And then he came to tasawuf, what we're doing now, cleansing of the heart, cleansing of the mind, connecting with Allah Ta'ala. That's what this whole thing is about, this whole exercise is about, to connect with Allah Ta'ala. So he left all that and then he started connecting to Allah Ta'ala. So when he left all that, he made tawbah from all that and he came here, now he won. So anyway, this person we're talking about, that alchemy story. Anyway, the man had no other choice but to accept him. Because the way he pleaded and he begged and he cried, so this person also felt sorry for him. So the whole day, he would be running errands for him. Imagine the king now, you know, from what level to what level. He's carrying errands for him, milking his goat, sweeping the floor, washing up the toilet, whatever he requires, he's doing it. When it comes to night, the evening, then he's got a bottle of oil, he's malishing and rubbing his head, and then he's rubbing his feet, washing him, doing everything, taking his clothes to the laundry and washing it himself personally, from that level to this level. See, when you want something, talib to diwana hota hai. When a person wants something, he's like a madman. He wants that. Right. You know, it's not a good example to give. It's a little bit of a rough example to give. But say someone had mistakenly fallen in love with some girl, right? And that girl says, you know, if you really love me, you know, I'm not interested in you, not at all interested in you. And I don't want to just give in to you at all. And this man is mad, making tawis and everything else, somehow he can just secure this girl. So this girl tells him, you know what, but if you're really interested in me, what you must do is, on a Jummah, you must parade the masjid, the whole masjid, when it's busy, choked, you know, Grey Street Masjid is choked. Parade it with just your nikah only. Just nikah, short pants, nothing else. Or Bermuda, no vest, nothing. Just wear a Bermuda and parade the whole masjid on Jummah. People know you, they recognize you. So what will be your response? You'll say, hey, must I do all these things here? You won't say that. Say, you asked me, you know, I asked one person, and knew all these type of stories. He says, well, don't give this example. I say, why? Say, people's minds are such that if they're mad after that girl, then even if you ask them to be naked and run around, they'll do it. They'll strip. They can go to that point. So you're not going to ask the philosophy, and you're not going to ask all that reasoning. You'll just do it. Whatever she says, you'll do it. So, diwana, tawid talib to diwana hota. He's mad. Whatever it takes to secure that love, he will do it. Night, day, whichever time of the day, whichever time of the night, he's prepared to offer his service, sacrifice, all. So he's rubbing the head and he's, you know, I just love you, I just like you, you know, I seen you and I just took a liking for you. Though there was no ikhlas in that, right? No, absolutely no ikhlas and sincerity. He had an agenda of his own. But this person's unrelenting talab and struggle, strive, that melted the heart of the man. Now, for 3 months, 4 months, he's seeing now, this man just loves me, you know. He loves me to bits. So at least, I must part with the knowledge that I have got, the treasure that I have got, I must part away with it. So one day he tells him, you know what, mere paas ek, he's a jahil now, so he's talking in jahalat. Say, mere paas ek ilam hai. Ek ilam hai. So he became very anxious now, but he can't show it. So he's doing as though he's not interested. No, you know, I'm aging now, and I've got a knowledge, I've got a science. And I want to just part, I need to just share it with someone. And that is the science of alchemy, transforming metal into gold. So he said, no, hey, forget all these things. I don't want all these things. I just need you. But to show that he is sincere in his talab, you see. So now, this old man also finds out that this man is really genuine. He's genuine now, because I've tested him out. 3 months, 4 months, I kept him here, and he's genuine. He doesn't want to learn all these things. He is worried about my zat. My person is only worried about. Imagine if someone taught us alchemy. What would happen? You think you'll sit in the masjid? In the old masjid, you know, before there was a Jamaat Khana, then came the masjid. 1974-75, the masjid came in. You know, so before that, there was a Jamaat Khana. So there was an old muazzin, his name was also Ibrahim. Like this old muazzin, he's also muazzin. And then after that, was another, before him was another muazzin. So one day he's telling us, after namaz, over everything, so he says, Lo era shlupega era figa la masjid. Lo I shlupega, I figa masjid. Straight. He's talking very straight. He says, that person is in trouble coming to masjid. No trouble, no masjid. So we only remember Allah Ta'ala if there's some problems. Difficulty, something in suspense, then we remember Allah Ta'ala. No problem, caught, suspended trial, then you crying, making dua, making taweez, asking, daughter needs to get married, doing 101 things, right? Going for tawaf, sending someone else to Makkah, Medina, make dua there, at the Multazam, wherever else, right? So there, when you're really in desperation, you're doing everything. So this talab in itself is very great. But if it is supported with sincerity, then you can imagine how much more greater it will be. The talab and supported with sincerity. You're really earnest, you're really pure, you're really clean about the whole thing. This man wasn't pure about the whole thing, but it melted the heart of the teacher. So he said, no, iski AC VC, I don't need this thing, I just need you, man. And he's going on, pressing his legs and feet, washing him, washing his clothing, doing all the most menial work. Now he's already confirmed that this man is genuine. So no, I must teach you, come what may. You may not like it, but no, I have to share this whole science with you. Whether you like it or not, I must share it with you. So he says, no, I don't want it. So no, whatever it is, you must just take it. Because I'm aging now, and I don't want to die with this. That I haven't shared this knowledge with anybody, I don't want that to happen. Anyway, he took him and showed him how it works. And for about 1 week, 2 weeks, he made him do it himself also. You do this, and this is how you do it, and this is how you do it. These are the ingredients, what you will do, what you will do. And eventually you come up with alchemy, with gold. Now he learnt it, he mastered the thing very well. Same night he's gone. Matlab ki dunya hai. He's gone, disappeared. Now that alchemy chacha, that's why they say, you mustn't share your secrets to anybody. I will share my secrets and see what happened. He's regretting now, he's remorseful. Okay, why will I share my secret? So anyway, now he's back on his throne. He got what he needed. So he told the attendant, go and get that alchemy chacha again, get him. Go and fetch him. So they brought him. They brought him. Now he's looking at, he's watching the king. There was a 4-5 months relationship. So it's not difficult to identify. He identified. So the king asked, but why did you put me through this type of labor? Why did you put me through this difficulty? So he says to the king, whatever it is, you know and I know, that this thing never comes without difficulty and humility. You have to humble yourself, rock bottom, right down. You have to just humble yourself. You humble yourself, you will get it. So this is what Allah Pak wants. You humble yourself in His court, in His presence. You humble yourself. Think nothing of yourself. Your self-esteem, your self-respect, all leave all that. Before the honor, the majesty, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, forget everything. Think to yourself, that you were sand and you return to sand. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. We read this when we bury the dead. Don't we read that? We've been created out of this and we return into this. We don't forget our beginnings. You know, most nations that went lost, they lost track of the path, is because they forgot their humble beginnings. So you don't forget your humble beginnings, what you were. Sometimes, in your own person, that you were made of sand, and you return to sand. So remember your humble beginnings, what you are, and what you wear. Sometimes in wealth and position as well. Don't forget now. I'll just read this one incident. That when you remember your beginnings, then you are humble. You are lovable. You are liked both in the heavens and in the earth. You are lovable and you are liked both in the heavens and the earth when you are humble. When you think nothing of yourself. But you get that when you think of your humble beginnings. Mahmud the king, who ruled over India for some time, he had an attendant. And he had a very special attachment to this slave. Iyaz, very, very special attachment. Extraordinary. So that brought about some type of envy and jealousy. That's what happens, that if someone is a favorite, then the others that are around, they become jealous. Okay, why he's getting all the favor? Why are we losing out? Right? For everything now, he's being picked. The king likes him, talks about him. He favors him. What about us? We are much more senior in rank. We are long serving. And this person is new. Why is he getting all the favors? Why is he getting all the respect? So anyway, when you become envious and you become jealous, then you look for ways to run the person down. See, this jealousy is a problem of the heart. And when that thing comes, it overwhelms you. Then you want to run the person down. I want to somehow run him down. When I want to run the person down, then I'll start his whole history. You know, in his infancy he was like this. In his youth he did this. And I had so many encounters with this person. Yeah, this person, hey, he's a lousy person. And this is how he'll treat you. This is what he will do. So you will take out his whole history. Why? That jealousy had overcome you. Now you don't even realize it was jealousy. You become a victim of jealousy. Before this, then you didn't speak about all his weaknesses. But now you're speaking about all his weaknesses. Why? Because the jealousy has got the better over you now. So they looked for a reason where they could run him down. Okay, this Iyaz, this attendant, this slave of yours, towards the evening, then he goes into seclusion. He goes into seclusion, he's conspiring against the king. The king must do something, you know. Why is he going into seclusion? So the king has to do something about it, otherwise it's now the whole kingdom will crumble. So anyway, the king was quite comfortable, but he knew it was the jealousy. Now he has to work with all different classes. He has to work with all his attendants. So he says, alright, I commission an inquiry. Right? So what is this person doing? Somehow, he has to discover very discreetly what this person is doing. Somehow or the other, when he got into that apartment of his where he's all alone in privacy, what is he doing? So they discovered, okay, when he is in that privacy of his, then he puts on the rags, you know, rag tag. So he's wearing that rags, torn clothes, worn out clothes, sanded and dusty clothes, with his broken shoes and torn, worn out, dusty, rugged and coarse cloth. His topi also is none the better. His hair, he dishevels his hair, everything. And then he says to himself, you see, Iyaz, this is what you wear. Iyaz, this is what you wear. Don't get bluffed with all the favors of Mahmud the king. All this is not yours. It is the favor of the king. You recognize it. This is the state that you are coming, and this is how the king had favored you and honored you. So don't forget your humble beginnings. So most people that go off, they go off because of this. They don't reflect about their beginnings or their father's, grandfather's beginnings. What was it? Now they just think we are here in power. And you know, man ashaddu minna quwwah. Can there be any person that is our equal? Can there be? So we think of ourselves, we analyze ourselves at the position that we are, forgetting the beginning. But the being that brought you from that, he can return you to that same position. If he brought you to honor, then he can reduce you also to that same position that you were in. So when you reflect over your beginning, then you bring about a balance in yourself. You don't become intoxicated with power, with wealth. See, when that intoxication comes, then you can't reason. Then you're going into haram, interest. You're doing other wrong things as well. You're trying to suppress someone. You're trying to hurt someone. You're trying to use your influence over someone because of your power and affluence, not realizing that one day you were like that. So you will be suppressing that person, you will be hurting this person, you will be injuring, whether verbally, whether in some other way, but you're hurting others. That's the intoxication. You're going to interest sometimes. You're abusive sometimes. Sometimes you're insulting sometimes. Not realizing by what was your position. Allah can reverse the whole thing, can return you back to where you were. But now you just lost it because you are drunken with wealth. When drunken with wealth, you don't know what you are doing. So think about your beginning. When you think about your beginnings, then you bring about some sanity and some balance within yourself. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Mawlana Hussain Mehtar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد من صلى عليه من خلقك وصل على سيدنا محمد عدد من لم يصلي عليه من خلقك اللهم يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلمه به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت O most merciful Allah, O most Kareem Allah, O most Rahim Allah, O Allah, we beg of you and we plead to you and we implore you, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak gathering, on this Mubarak night, on the possibility that this night could be the night of Qadr, Ya Allah, to please forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are filled with sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have many sins on our name. Ya Allah, our records are full of sins, Ya Allah. The sins of our heart, the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our feet, the sins of our hands. Ya Allah, nothing escapes your knowledge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know everything, Ya Allah, that we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you have made sattari of us, Ya Allah. What a great ni'mat, Ya Allah. If you had to expose a single sin of ours, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, it would have been impossible for us to even sit in this majlis, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, your sattari knows no limits, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you wipe and obliterate all our evil deeds, Ya Allah. Whatever is recorded in our registers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be that when we stand before you on the day of Qiyamah, it will be a scene that where you say in the Quran, وَوُدِيَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Ya Allah, do not make us in that condition, Ya Allah. When we see our sins, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, then we are crying. Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, obliterate every single sin of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you and beg of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Ramadan will be incomplete, Ya Allah, if we are not forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, will be at the misdaq of the dua and the ameen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein Jibreel made dua that destruction for that person who finds Ramadan and is not forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah. We plead to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are crying before you, Ya Allah. Please forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive our every single sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us numerous ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many ni'mat that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us Parents, Ya Allah, who have guided us to the straight path, Ya Allah. You have granted asatiza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, kind asatiza, Ya Allah, who have taught us so much, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us the ability to sit in the Mubarak company of the Ahlullah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is your ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted us the ability to sit as Hazrat Mufti Sapra, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give Hazrat long life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to drink from the cup of ma'rifat that he has, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to bring the teachings of Hazrat Mufti Sapra into our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let him be a means for us to reach you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your raja, Ya Allah. Raja and Ya Allah, khawf, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, crown us with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to make our islah at the hands of Mufti Sahib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, definitely we have not understood, and Ya Allah, we have not made qadr of Hazrat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but make it a means of us, Ya Allah, to understand, Ya Allah, the personality that we have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be qadrun ni'mati ba'da zawal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all awliya and akabirin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that are living, Ya Allah, grant them good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the ability, Ya Allah, and all the muridin to, Ya Allah, to take from them, Ya Allah. All our akabirin that have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fill the qabr with nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our parents who are still living, Ya Allah, grant them good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and long life, Ya Allah, with iffat, Ya Allah, with good health, with sihat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those of our parents that have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fill their qabrs with nur, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make their qabrs wide for them, Ya Allah, spacious, Ya Allah. Make it a garden of God, from the gardens of bliss, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah, and Ya Allah, you make it easy for us all, Ya Allah, when the time comes to leave this dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us maut on iman, Ya Allah. Grant us maut with us reciting the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, keep us firm on iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us firm on iman, Ya Allah. Keep our families firm on iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have granted all, most of us, Ya Allah, the ni'mat of children, Ya Allah. Those that do not have children, Ya Allah, you grant them pious children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that you have granted children, Ya Allah, make them obedient, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our children obedient and a coolness to our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them a means that when we are gone from this dunya, they are a sawab jariya for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them pious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the best of homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, O Most Rahim Allah, O Most Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you give without us even asking, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to take us time and again to Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Grant us the ziyarat of Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to present ourselves before Rosa Mubarak, Ya Allah, and recite durood upon Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, favor upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's untold, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot thank Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enough, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot recite durood, Ya Allah, in abundance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the highest and the loftiest status, Ya Allah, on behalf of us all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to protect Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid Al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, our Muslim brethren, Ya Allah, have been slaughtered and butchered at the hands of the kuffar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you assist them, Ya Allah, in Syria, Ya Allah, in Burma, Ya Allah, in Sudan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Pakistan, Ya Allah, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in whichever part of the world, Ya Allah, Muslims are undergoing difficulty, Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Make it easy for our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, whose izzat is being taken, Ya Allah, at the hands of this kuffar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for the mujahideen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for the persecutors, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, then you destroyed him like how you destroyed Ad and Samud, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whatever work of deen is being taking place, Ya Allah, wherever it is, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you crown it with success, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tabligh jamaat, whoever is out in the path of Allah, Ya Allah, you crown the efforts with success, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in the khanka, Ya Allah, you grant them the talab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the ma'rifat, Ya Allah, grant them your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the makatib, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you strengthen them, Ya Allah. Take them from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those makatibs that are in the rural areas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where it wasn't even fathomed years ago that people will be taking your name, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you take this makatib from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you grant firm iman to these people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you keep us all firm on iman, Ya Allah. Allahumma sabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa hshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al-muttaqina ma'al-iman. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman, wa zayyinhu fi qulubina, wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan, waj'alna min al-rashidin. Allahumma aj'alna hadina muhtadin, ghayra dhalina wala mudillin. سلما لأوليائك وحربا لأعدائك نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب. Just engage in zikr for a few minutes, inshallah.